السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إكمن لغا الله أنو موسى أنس هاو. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 with me, your host Hajira Muzobe. A special welcome to those listening to us via free to air satellite and on DSTV Audio Bouquet Channel 826. Welcome to this week's edition of The Reminder Show, our journey to a better spiritual life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and remind, for indeed the reminder benefits the believer. On our lineup for today, inshallah, I hope all our listeners are keeping well on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and I hope inshallah everyone is enjoying this rain, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send upon us beneficial rain. Now on our lineup for today, inshallah, our topic is on the sunnah of forgiving and overlooking the shortcomings of others. So here we will take a look at some of the ways the Prophet ﷺ used to forgive those who wronged him. And from there, inshallah, we will look at ways that we can incorporate it into our lives and ways that, you know, the examples and teachings that we can take and benefit from them as well. And also we'll talk about the importance of us also seeking forgiveness from others, right? Seeking that forgiveness and also forgiving others so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي ربي زدني علما وارزقني فهما ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا عليم سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. As we ask Allah to help us in everything that we do, because we know whatever knowledge we get is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so we ask for His assistance, right? Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, we know this term, to err is human and to forgive is divine. Like, we've heard this, many of us have heard this, we have heard the statements, and many of us have actually, you know, heard it. But how many of us have actually thought about it, you know, processed its meaning and so on? We hear this all the time. Maybe we've come across a book, we've seen, or we've seen the quote where they're telling us to err is human and, you know, to forgive is divine. But how many of us actually have given this a thought, have given the meaning of the statement, of the meaning of this quote and so on, what, you know, the thought about what it actually mean and what, and process that meaning within us, you know? Undoubtedly, humans are prone to, you know, making mistakes and falling short. And this is a natural order. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, it's such a natural thing. This is a natural emotion that comes upon us, right? As human beings, we fall short. We do mistakes, we commit mistakes, because it is in our nature. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reminded us of this in various ayat, where Allah ta'ala tells us, you know what, we are weak, we are prone to, you know, mistakes, and so we should seek for forgiveness. And so, and the famous ayat that comes to mind at this moment is that wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us and informs us that وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانَ ضَعِيفًا, and mankind has been created weak. And this is an ayat that comes in Surah Nisa, ayat 28, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the statement which teaches us that without doubt, as human beings, we have been created with some sort of weakness within us. We have been created with some sort of weakness where it makes us prone, you know, to be doing mistakes, makes us prone to, you know, taking wrong decisions, falling short in some way. So all of this is in us, is innate in us, is found in us as human beings, because this is how we have been created, right? Whether it be psychological, physical, intellectual, emotionally, right? And because of this, we can be easily influenced, right? Whatever it may be, we can be easily influenced by the good and the bad and so on, right? We can be influenced by the good and bad inclinations that, you know, are created within us. Right, and also Shaitan can easily tempt us with, you know, with his waswasa that he comes with, his temptations, and so on. Right, all of these things come because why? We have been created weak. We have this weakness in us, as we have this weakness about us as human beings, where we are created to err, to make mistakes, right, and to fall short in some way, right, and to have a certain weakness within us. This is the creation that we have been given this, right? And it's easy for us to fall into the temptations of shaitan. It's easy for us to easily get tempted by shaitan and, you know, follow our desires. So because we are emotionally weak, we are prone to getting angry as well. And this anger usually comes when people wrong us. This anger or this resentment that we might have towards people or someone who wants something right like that. And then afterwards, you have a sense of anger. And this anger usually leads us to, you know, finding it difficult to forgive the people that wrong us, right? So a person might wrong us. Someone might say something that we don't like. Someone might say something that is, you know, maybe we'll feel that, you know what, the person has, let's say for instance, we have trusted someone with something, and they betrayed it to us, and it becomes difficult to forgive that person, right? And you find you have this anger towards that person, you have this dislike towards a person, you have a certain amount of resentment towards a person because of that. And sometimes when a person comes to ask for forgiveness, then we find it difficult to forgive because of that weakness that we have, right? That weakness which is emotional, right? That comes within us. That makes it difficult to forgive. It makes it difficult at that moment to even think of forgiving the person. And alhamdulillah, you know, due to the many weaknesses that the person has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent for us a means of guidance, right? We know that we are carrying on what our sunnah topics, where we're finding taking each sunnah that we can look at so we can bring about in our lives. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, due to the weakness that we as human beings have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent the Prophet as a means of guidance, right? The means that we can follow in example. And that is the message of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, who through his teachings, we are able to learn how he also dealt with such situations that are prone to human beings, such human actions that we might have that come about us, those weaknesses that we have as human beings. Thus, came as an example where the Prophet was saying he was also human. He also went through all these things. He also had difficulties. He also was faced with so much difficulties in his life that would show that he is human. So the best example that was sent for us was the Prophet. This is how we're going to look how he dealt with such situations, how he dealt with such situations of, you know, that were emotional, where he was wrong, whether it be harmfully, he was caused some difficulty emotionally, you know, and physically. And we learn some of that, right? That how he dealt with it. We come to learn about how he dealt with such situation. We come to learn in various ahadith, his sirah, he too was human and he too faced many situations wherein he was wrong and caused some difficulty, right? And we learn that, you know, some of which, whatever those difficulties, whether it be emotionally and physically, it also came from his own family. We also go through the things where our own families are the ones that cause us these difficulties, are the ones that cause us this, you know, this hurt. And, you know, we find it difficult. You find most of the time it's common nowadays that what happens is a lot of the time the people that we find hard to forgive and the people that actually wrong us are our families, right? And so it becomes difficult to forgive them as well. And we learn that, you know what, it's a normal thing, right? It happens. So unfortunately, it comes from our own family, but it also, us forgiving our families, members, has become more difficult, unfortunately, in today's times. So we learn that even from the Prophet's time, I mean, his seerah, in his life, throughout his life, even his own family members harmed him, right? And we come to learn the beautiful way that he dealt with these situations. An example, you know, as an example for the ummah to follow at times to come, right? Right? How many times do we hear of stories of hurt and harm that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through, and the forgiveness and kindness that he shows to show to those who, you know, who harmed him. Now there are times where we find in his seerah, there are times where he found it easy to forgive, and at times where he found it hard and you know, difficult upon him. And it was something that, you know what, it was hard for him to forgive, but he still forgave. Like, you know, in the time where Wahshi bin Harb, where he single-handedly martyred the uncle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and this brought so much pain to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he felt, you know, he couldn't handle even the sight of Wahshi at that moment. But he still chose to forgive Wahshi. He never kept that as, you know what, he had the time to take revenge. That caused the Prophet so much pain. It was his, you know, we know it was his beloved uncle. And at that moment, Raif bin Wahshi had accepted Islam and had come to, you know, pledge his allegiance, pledge, you know, and come to proclaim it openly to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What happened? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam felt that hurt because he saw him, right? Because he remembered what happened to his uncle. And at that moment, we all know, it's human. We have a nature within us. We are weak. And that nature, we will think about it. At that moment, what would we do? What would we do? We'd want to take revenge. And even at that moment, it was like an open thing for the Prophet to take revenge at that moment. He had the opportunity. There was an open opportunity for the Prophet to take revenge. Revenge was his at that moment. But we see the beautiful way that he dealt with it. That even with such a thing that caused him distaste in his mouth, such a thing that caused him so much grief, such a thing that harmed him in such a way that, you know what, the pain, he even felt it when he saw the person, he was reminded of this, he chose to forgive this person. And this is the examples of how the Prophet is to forgive. The examples that he took, how he dealt with it. In that situation, yes, he still felt hurt. He felt, you know, he couldn't stand the sight of Wahshi. But he showed us how to deal with that, even at this moment where people have wronged us. When people have wronged us in such a way that it's so difficult how to deal with it as well. What he did, he accepted the proclamation of Wahshi, of his deen, of his acceptance of deen. But what else he did? He told him, not because you remind me of what happened and all that, then rather I don't want to see at this moment. Rather we should not meet. I should not be seen your face, because it will cause what anger to me, and it will cause me to hate you. So how many of us actually can have the courage to do such a thing? It's amazing how the Prophet used to deal with such things. How he showed us by example, right? And if we are. Many of us sometimes might have already come across these things where we are faced with so much difficulty that even when we see the person, it reminds us, right, of the difficulty they might have caused us. It reminds us of the harm they might have caused us. But how many of us have the courage, you know, to actually forgive and let go, right? It's difficult. It's difficult to let go. Sometimes we are reminded of those things and the people we see and so on. And when it becomes hurtful, right? But, you know, from the Prophet, we even learn how to deal about those situations. That if we know that it is going to cause us harm, it's going to make us remember, the only way to deal with it that is better for the both of us, the both parties, the person who has wronged you and you, what you should do, then find solutions how to not remember those things, right? Find solutions to, you know, to help you with regards to not remembering the harm they have caused to you. And this is from this example of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we are going to find these difficult times like these, the times where we find it, you know, it's difficult upon us to forgive the person. And it's always, what also it teaches us, that, you know, we have to ask ourselves that, for such an act, you see the Prophet had this hurt. It was difficult upon him to forgive, and so on. We have to ask ourselves that, okay, even us, if in such situations, would we be able to do the same thing? And if we are doing it, if we are going to forgive, what are we going to gain? You know, it's going to be a difficult. Ask yourself that: can you forgive? Can you forgive like the Prophet Islam, right? If you find it difficult, ask yourself this, right? We should ask ourselves this. Can we forgive this person for such and such an act? Will we be able to? And when we are doing it, when we are able to do it, what are we actually doing? In that answer, it should be that, you know, we are following the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This was the example that he has given us. This is what he taught us. This was the way out that he taught us to deal with such situations, how to deal with them, that it doesn't become difficult upon us, right? And it also is an eye-opener for all of us. Some of us, you'll find that, you know what, we often get so angry, so resentful, so emotional in times for such matters which are often forgivable. Like, for instance, like sometimes, like with our own family members, they didn't do something so undeserving of forgiveness, but yet we choose not to forgive them. Now we have to ask ourselves, when we are finding it difficult to forgive someone, are we was the action that they did so great that they are not deserving of forgiveness, right? How many times did we get so angry for small things, right? Ask us, right? Ask ourselves, how many times the matter is so small that you could forgive it and you know, solve it there, but, you know, you chose not to forgive. Sometimes, you know, a person, we have this habit, sometimes, may Allah save us from it, may Allah save all of us from it, that when a person comes to ask for forgiveness, we often, what we do, I don't forgive you. At that moment, we're like, I don't forgive you. Or sometimes we feel that we're waiting for the person to come and ask for forgiveness. So when they didn't come at the time that we were expecting them, or we stipulated in our own minds, or we felt that, you know what, they should have come at that time. When they do come to ask for forgiveness, what do we do? We often feel like, no, it's too late. You cannot ask for forgiveness. And we say statements like this. But we have to ask ourselves, right? Was the thing, is it from the Sunnah? Firstly, is what we are doing from the Sunnah? Would the Prophet have done or said something like that? Would he, seeing the person is taking an effort, seeing the person is coming to ask for forgiveness, would he shun the person away? Would he turn the person away? Would he, you know, actually cause such difficulty for that person? You know, sometimes the person, we have this thing within us where we display, like, you know, we make it difficult for a person to come ask for forgiveness from us, right? And when they come, sometimes they feel shy, or they feel like, you know what, they can't go ask for forgiveness from such a person. We give off that note, we are not going to forgive you, right? We give that off. We should ask ourselves, is it from the Sunnah, right? How would the Prophet deal with that? How can we deal with it? How can we bring it so that, you know what, it goes according to the Sunnah, right? So, and if it was the most difficult thing to forgive, right? Remember that the Prophet went through this, and yet it was easy. He still forgave. It wasn't easy, right? But he still forgave. So when we are asking ourselves, we have to ask ourselves, whenever a person comes to ask for forgiveness, we have to ask for this, and it's time for them to forgive. And it will take time. Sometimes people take long to realize their mistakes. Sometimes people actually don't realize their mistakes at all. And this comes, you know, it becomes hurtful. Sometimes a person will take years. Sometimes even if you're telling the person what they've done wrong, they still find it hard to forgive, because that's their nature sometimes. Like I said, we are created weak, and so sometimes a person, even they may have it in their heart to seek forgiveness, they won't seek forgiveness at that moment, right? Because they feel shy, they feel low at this moment. So it will be difficult for them to ask for forgiveness at this moment. So what we should always ask ourselves is that, how would the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam deal with it? What would he do at this moment? What would he, what advice would he give? We have to go back to his teachings, look at the stories. Now the story of Ta'if, what happened? When he reached Ta'if, the people there abused him, hurled stones at him. No, made sure that when he left in such a way that, you know, it was painful, right? But what happened? It was so painful that, you know what, the angels came from the mountain and they said, you know what, O Prophet of Allah, if you wish, we can bring these two mountains on them and crush them. But what, from the example of the Prophet, what did he do? He actually made dua. Sometimes a person needs our dua. We don't know. They do not realize the mistake. So they need dua from us. They need us to actually make dua for them, so that it becomes easy. Allah opens the heart so that they can come and seek for forgiveness, so that they can come and, you know, come to us and ask for forgiveness, right? And also, there's a lot of things that we can ask ourselves. A lot of things we can actually see from the Sunnah of the Prophet, how he dealt with this. The first thing, when we think about the story of Wahshi, and we think about the story, did he let his emotions get in his way? Right? This is a question we have to ask ourselves. Did he let his... Sometimes, like I said, we have emotions, right? And it's very natural that we will become angry when someone wrongs us. It is very natural that we will find it difficult when a person wrongs us. It is very natural that, you know what, at that moment we'll feel a resentment towards a person. So we won't want to speak to the person, we want the person away from us. It is very justified, it is natural, right? Rather, it is natural for us to feel that way. But we have to even ask ourselves, are we letting our emotions, right, get in the way of us forgiving the person? And when we see this and we have understood that, you know what, we are letting our emotions get in the way, then we are able to understand, right? We are able to come back, give it a clear thought, we are able to process it, and we are able to, even when the person comes to ask forgiveness at that moment, we won't let our emotions be what deals with that situation at that moment. Our emotions will not play a part in us making that decision. That even if we are forgiving a person, we won't have an emotion attached to it, right? We won't have an emotion attached. We won't feel like, you know what, that person was not deserving of that, of my forgiveness, right? Or sometimes we won't feel that, you know what, this person came, or they came and they still made you feel like, you know what, you forgave them, but it wasn't sincere. We won't feel like that, because why? We don't let our emotions get in our way. We don't let the people, what they did to us and the harm they caused us, to get in the way of us forgiving them. So, because this is from the teachings of the Prophet as well, right? What a perfect example is that what Wahshi bin Harb. He had that hurt. He felt it at that moment when he saw Wahshi. But what happened? He still didn't let it stop him from forgiving Wahshi, right? He didn't let it be the deciding factor. He didn't let it know, be shown that he's still, that his anger and that he won't forgive you. Like I said, at that moment he could have taken revenge, but he didn't let it get to him to take revenge, right? Right? And even what we should ask ourselves is that, you know what, is it such an unforgivable thing? If it is difficult and severe, are we willing not to show mercy and forgiveness, right? And are we willing not to show this mercy and forgiveness, yet we expect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us mercy and forgiveness? This is what we have to ask ourselves. Are we willing to actually do that? Are we willing to give up all the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because you don't want to forgive this person? And yet again, another thing again, we will go back to the point that, you know, we are letting our emotions get in our way. We are letting ourselves, we're letting our emotions speak instead of us thinking about it thoroughly, instead of thinking how the Prophet would have done this. We are letting our emotions get in the way. So in order for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to also forgive us, we have to be willing to forgive other people. We shouldn't have the attitude of not, he has hurt me beyond, or she has hurt me beyond, and so on, and we don't want to forgive that person. We should be willing to forgive the person, right? Even if it may be difficult, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also forgive us and show mercy unto us, right? And this is all the examples of the things that we can do, the things that we can follow when we are seeking the forgiveness, or when people come to seek forgiveness from us. And this is a way for us to actually also deal with these difficult situations from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We see this from the Prophet ﷺ, and this is a sunnah. We are reminded that, you know what, we are practicing the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, of forgiving. We know that the Prophet ﷺ was most forgiving, right? He was forgiving. He overlooked the shortcomings of others, right? Even if people would over and over repeatedly make a sin and so on, after he had reprimanded them, he was still, right, forgive. It wasn't something that that blocked him from forgiving those people. So we have to also adopt this this behavior. We have to adopt this sunnah, wherein we are also become forgivable. So people can approach us and ask for forgiveness, and we are able to give forgiveness without holding on to any emotion, without holding on to any grudge and so on, right? It is time for us to take a quick air break, inshallah. And when we come back, we will continue with today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. You are tuning to Radio Islam International, Medium Wave 1548. With me, your host, Hajira Muzobe. We are speaking all about forgiveness today, the sunnah of forgiving and overlooking the faults of others, where we are looking at the ways the Prophet ﷺ, and we're taking examples from the Sirah and so on of the life of the Prophet ﷺ, how he dealt with forgiving others. And before the outbreak, I was just mentioning how the steps that we can take, or things to ask ourselves when someone asks for forgiveness and it's time to forgive that person, the things we should ask ourselves. So before the outbreak, I was speaking about how we should ask ourselves whether the thing that a person has caused us, the harm the person has caused us, is such an unforgivable thing that we cannot forgive the person. We should ask ourselves, and if it's not an unforgivable thing, then we should forgive the person who it is. And if it's a difficult thing, we're speaking about how if it's difficult and severe, we should ask ourselves, right? Are we willing to actually, not accept that forgiveness or accept the forgiveness of a person? And are we willing not to show mercy and forgiveness? Yet we are expecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us mercy and forgiveness, right? As you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us, right? When we are forgiving people, it opens actually the door for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us as well. And you know, by forgiving a person who has harmed us or has caused wrong to us, it actually lets us think that, you know what, are we really doing it for them? We should ask ourselves this, right? And that's one of the things that we should ask ourselves, that by forgiving a person, am I really doing them a favor or am I helping myself? No, we don't realize that when we hold on to anger and we hold on to the resentment for the person and we hold on to that harm or that mistake they have caused us or that difficulty they have caused us, then the feeling, you know, or that we have towards some, or that towards them, or we hold on the feeling that we have towards the person and we don't want forgiveness, we only cause ourselves more harm. And when we see that, you know, that person, we become more angry, that's because we are holding on to that. We are holding on to their feelings. We are holding on to that emotion that they have caused us. And also, when we see them, then it causes us to become more angry and it brings us more grief than any other thing, right? And but the moment we actually forgive, we then not open up the door to letting go, right? The moment we forgive this person, the moment we realize the mistake, the moment that we are able to forgive, then we actually help ourselves to let go. It actually helps us let go of whatever that we have, that hurt, that pain that we may be feeling. It's helping us heal at that moment when we're forgiving. And that's the very first step when it comes to healing and so on, is to actually let go of whatever causes you the pain. So when you are forgiving that person, you are letting go of that. In fact, I once came across a post or a quote where it tells us, not to forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover that prisoner is you, right? This is, it's a very, 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 it makes you think, right? It's a very, very eye-opening quote that, you know what, when we are like this, like how I explained, when we are holding on to the pain, we are holding on to that, then it only entraps us. It only causes us more grief. It only causes us to be more upset, and feel more hate, like hatred towards a person. And it only builds more grief for us, right? And that, like they say, it's like you are a prisoner, right? At that moment, you are a prisoner. When you're having that, bottling that up, and you are keeping that in, it's like, you know, you're putting yourself in a cage, right? And you are not able to, you're not letting go, so you're putting yourself in a cage, right? And that only then brings you more harm. But the moment you're forgiving a person, you are actually freeing yourself of all of that. You are releasing yourself from the cage. You are opening that door out, right? And you are able to love better, right? And there are so many benefits of forgiving, dear listener. There are so many benefits of forgiving, not only for us, not only for the people that we are coming to ask forgiveness from us, but for us as well. One of those is that, you know what, like I said, you are letting go. Not only that, we are then able to gain the ability to move on. We don't get stuck. You know, sometimes we have this habit that when you don't, like I said, when we don't feel we want to forgive a person and we hold on to that, whenever we see them, we still get angry for that same thing. We keep it, we harbor it in our heart, and we don't move on. And as family, sometimes what happens is that when we are feeling like this and we are down and we're feeling that, you know what, we cannot forgive a person, then it causes like a rift amongst our families. You find that family members are not able to move on as well. They're not able to communicate. Like, it carries on generations and generations, and it's not moving on. It's not something that stayed within us, like maybe the ones that had a difficulty at that moment, but it carried on to our children as well. So thus, when we are forgiving, it actually helps us also to maintain the family ties when we are fighting with our families and so on. It helps us to maintain the bonds that we have with people as well. And it gives us the ability to move on, right? Without feeling like, you know what, it's something that's keeping you back, right? We are able to move on. And for that person also that you are giving this forgiveness to, it gives them also the ability to move on. Sometimes, you know, when it's difficult in a person, you ask a person for forgiveness and not forgive you. And it feels like, you know, whatever, wherever you go, when you see the person, you cannot be free, right? So when you have forgiven a person, even that person has the ability to move on. You yourself have the ability to move on. You do not hold on to that, right? And when you open your emotions, when you forgive, you then open your emotions to being positive, right? Having positive thoughts. Now imagine the whole time, right? You don't forgive a person and we don't forgive people, and what happens is that we have this feeling towards them and this emotions towards them that every time they come, we just have a negative feeling about them. So when we forgive them, it opens our emotions as well. We become more positive. We are both positive when it comes to, you know, a lot of things. We are able to understand, no, this is a mistake. And so we have a positive day. And even a positive outcome can come from that, from seeking from accepting the forgiveness of that person. It can open up many opportunities. It can bring about a positive outcome as well for both of y'all, right? And when we are forgiving the person, we display the character of a Muslim. This is what the character of a Muslim is. We should be forgiving. Whenever people wrong us and so on, we should be forgiving, because this was from the Sunnah of the Prophet. So not only for the Muslims was he forgiving, but everyone else, right? The other non-Muslims and so on, he forgave them for whatever they wronged him from. Because this is the character of a Muslim. This is one of the characteristics of a Muslim that we see even in Fatih Makkah, when Makkah was conquered. He forgave, right? Even though he had an upper hand for revenge, he forgave him and forgave all those the kuffar that caused him harm and so on. So that's when we are doing it, we're building the character. When we are forgiving, we're building onto the character. We having the character. We're making it strong. This becomes one of our abilities to forgive, right? When we are forgiving, we are following the Sunnah, right? And most importantly, when we are forgiving, we are opening the door of forgiveness for us. In fact, in the hadith, Abdullah bin Amr al-Anu narrates that the Prophet ﷺ said, be merciful to others and you will receive mercy, right? And forgive others and Allah will forgive you, right? The Prophet ﷺ said this, that be merciful to others and you will receive mercy. Like I said, we should ask ourselves, are we willing to let this go when we are not forgiving others? So the moment we forgive others, the moment we are merciful to others, the moment we are we show pardon, right? Then what would happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us pardon. I mean, we always need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pardon. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah An-Nur, that you know what? وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَصْفَحُوا أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And they should forgive and forgo, right? Do you not like that Allah forgives you? And Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. This ayat is a reminder for us as well. That you know what? Not only should we forgive, but we should let it go as well. Right? So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us in return. Because we know that Allah is most forgiving and we need His forgiveness. There are so many times that we repeatedly make mistakes. There are so many times that we repeatedly go against the teachings of the business, and there's so many times that we go against the teachings of the Quran, we go against, you know, the laws, we go against, you know, we become disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many times, and we need that forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need that pardon, right? So it's important for us to actually ask for this forgiveness, to seek the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to actually go about and, you know, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, right? All of this is in our benefit. So it shows us, even if we're forgiving, when we're forgiving a person, it's only to our benefit. Whatever we forgive a person for, it is for our benefit. Like I said, it's setting us free, right? It's letting us move on and be able to take life, right, and not hold on to that, right? And we know that as a believer, as Muslims, we have to be positive at all times. And when we want to be positive, we have to forgive as well. with a positive mind, with an understanding of that person, right? And also what important is, if we have wronged someone, if we have caused difficulty upon someone, if we have caused someone such harm that, you know what, that we feel that, you know what, they, we have caused someone so much harm, and we know that we have caused this person so much harm, we have to go and ask for forgiveness as well. This is important. You know, sometimes we'll find that most of the time we are expecting people to forgive us, yet we don't want to go ask for forgiveness ourselves. How many of us can say that you or have realized the amount of wrong or the amount of difficulty we have caused the person to go ask for their forgiveness? How many of us actually do this, go and ask for forgiveness? How many of us actually disregard asking for forgiveness from other people? Sometimes we wrong people and we just wipe it out, like, no, the person would deal with it, or we feel that, you know what, it's just a small thing, or if we feel like, you know what, the person won't mind at all. Or we have this thing where we feel like, you know what, that person will eventually forgive me, it's fine, right? But we haven't asked for their forgiveness. So it's important that for us that also are expecting forgiveness from people to understand that we also have a responsibility to ask for forgiveness, right? We have the responsibility to ask for forgiveness. As much as they have, you know, they can choose to forgive us and or not forgive us, but we have that responsibility that when we have wronged a person, to go to that person and ask for forgiveness, to go to that person and, you know, apologize sincerely, not just half-heartedly because you want. You know, sometimes we have this habit where we seek imaf after, like, when we know it's going to be Ramadan, or sometimes we send texts where we asking for maf and so on. So sometimes it can seem like it's not sincere, right? So when we go, we have to take the responsibility, we have to take the time to go and ask for forgiveness from the person sincerely. Mention the wrong that you've done and why you're seeking forgiveness for it, right? And sincerely ask for that forgiveness. Ask for the forgiveness of that person. Imagine if we wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us, yet, you know, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful, yet we don't ask Him to forgive us. We feel that, okay, you know what, Allah will just forgive us without us going and actually asking for that forgiveness. So when we have that responsibility, when we have wronged someone, to go as well, to go to that person, ask for maaf, ask for sincere maaf, right? And don't feel shy to go ask for maaf. Sometimes people feel, we feel that, you know what, we as people, one is feel that, you know what, I don't, I am shy, I've wronged the person so much that, you know what, I cannot go ask for maaf, and the person will not forgive me. Sometimes we tell ourselves that, you know what, what's the use, why should I go ask for maaf, because the person will not forgive me. And we tell ourselves this, and this is wrong, because why? The person, we are thinking for that person, and that person might have forgiven us, right? And we deprive that person, and we deprive ourselves as well of you know, to go and ask forgiveness. And we know that the first thing that we have to do, even when we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us for wronging the person, the first thing that we have to do is ask ourselves to go and ask forgiveness from that person. Right? We can't expect Allah to forgive us. Yes, Allah is most merciful. We can't expect Allah to forgive us, yet we haven't asked the person forgiveness. So it is our responsibility as well to go to the person and ask for maaf. And that is very important, that when we have wronged someone, to ask for forgiveness first. Don't wait for the person to tell you, but you never apologize, you never say this, you know you did this, but all this and so on. So all these things, when we are taking it, even when we have wronged the person, we should go to that person and ask for it maaf sincerely. We should actually acknowledge the mistake, and that is actually something big, because then we are taking responsibility also for the action that we have caused to that person, that harm that we have caused the person. And that actually opens up a person to be more forgiving, that, you know what, you are actually taking responsibility for that mistake that you have caused the person, you're taking responsibility for the harm that you have caused the person, and you are coming and asking for their forgiveness. And you are, this won't be something that, you know, blocks your way when it comes to akhirah. This won't be something which, blocks you from the blessings and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know that Allah, the hadith of who is the muflis, who is the person that, you know what, who is muflis, who's a muflis, is that kind of person. It comes on the day of Qiyamah, and a person comes with so many good rewards, right? So many salahs that he had, so many nafil salahs that he had, so much fasting that he did, and so on. But what he did, he wronged this person and that person, right? And all that. So when we are not forgiving a person, we are not going into ask for forgiveness for the mistakes we are doing, then we are also becoming Muslims in a way. We are becoming those people that, you know what, will be deprived on the day of Qiyamah, that, you know what, we knew that we wronged someone, yet we didn't go and seek for that forgiveness and ask that person to forgive us. Now, this is what we learn from the Sunnah, that the forgiveness is something which is big, something that is for our benefit. It is a Sunnah that we can keep on reviving, that we can go, that when people come ask for forgiveness from us, that we are able to forgive them. And this is the Sunnah that we can start practicing on from today, inshallah. May Allah make it easy for all of us. And this is where I will be ending the program for today. From me, Hajra Muzobe, until next week, Tuesday, ma'assalam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.